Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. It's that time of the year, and we did notice, Raj, that you're going to be doing a very charitable thing that you've been doing for a few years now, and dishing up free meals on Christmas Day.
Yes, it's the fourth year in a row, and it's been an incredible journey, absolutely.
You're not just doing it for everyone, though, are you? Like, if a whole family comes rocking up...
I can't pinpoint that it is for less fortunate or homeless or elderly. It's whoever is struggling in the community, basically. Come along, have a great time, enjoy beautiful food, great company, and enjoy Christmas.
Because let's face it, our region is very transient. There's people here who are here for work and they have to go back home for Christmas. There's people who can't leave Mackay with Sundays to go back to where they come for Christmas because they have to work. Yeah. And it is a bit lonely for some people. Is that the reason why you've decided to do this, Raj?
Exactly. And this is our way of giving back to the community. And we don't want anyone to be alone on a Christmas day, even though it's the most beautiful and the festive time of the year. But there's so many people who are doing tough or who are lonely or who can't. There's so many things which are going inside within people's lives. Yeah. And we see people that having a great face that, hey, everyone is happy, but you don't know what's actually they're dealing with. So this is our way of saying, hey, come on in, enjoy great company, great food, have a good day, and just, Merry Christmas.
Raj, you're a champion amongst men.
How good is that, hey?
Oh, thank you.
How many people have you had on average over the Christmas days?
Look, let me start with this, that we started with 70-odd people. It was an idea we generated in me and my wife's head, and we were sitting on the couch. We thought, okay, why don't we do something with our community? Because they've been there for us all through our business years here in Mackay, and she's like, great. And we started off, we thought, I don't know whether it's going to kick off or not, whether we will see some people or not. And we had 70-odd people first year, and it's escalated to hundreds. And we're expecting almost 250 to 300 people, give and take, more or less. It could be more takeaways. But we get a lot of people who actually come into the restaurant for that great feed and great company.
So if people are listening to this now and they know they're going to be alone on Christmas Day or for whatever reason, do we have to book? Do we have to give you a heads up or do we just turn up?
There are no bookings. We don't take any bookings. It's closed for, obviously, for business, for general public.
Yep.
But whoever is struggling, whoever is alone, whoever wants to be part of this event, please just come in. And there will be no questions asked, neither by me or the volunteers or by staff. You just come in. Help yourself. Get in that Christmas, have a great bloody day.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Yeah, good on you, Raj.
How good is that? And there should be more people like you in the community. Thanks for joining us. And that's at Roshni, obviously. We'll put the details at our website at triplem.com.au. Merry Christmas, Raj.
Merry Christmas to you and to our whole community. Thank you, guys, for having us.
Yeah, we'll see you for lunch today.
We'll be over there tonight. Thanks for your call there, mate. If you've got something happening on Christmas Day that you want to tell us about, 13 27 10. I love that story. It makes me feel so good that people are like that in our region.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
It's always good to see a lot of people volunteering too.
Absolutely. Morgan Evans right now, Young Again, our top today, around 33 degrees here on Triple M.